Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday, the 22nd of July. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, we report on a case in which the High Court has resisted extending the scope of the duty for employers to provide information in some circumstances. The court ruled that although the employer was liable for negligent misstatement, a previous employer had not owed a duty of care to provide information about the tax consequences of retirement and re-employment. The pensions regulator has announced that it's reviewing its current code of practice. It expects to combine the content of its current codes to form a single, shorter code. Its priority is the internal controls and DC codes, with a consultation expected later this year. The Information Commissioner's Office is consulting on a draft code of practice on data sharing between data controllers. It includes guidance on good practice in routine data sharing, as well as one-off situations, for example, where there's a merger or acquisition. In other news, this week has seen the publication of a call to action on GMP equalisation by an industry working group, and annual reports from both the regulator and the Ombudsman. The full version of What's New This Week also includes several more case reports concerning the interpretation of provisions in a guarantee, the discriminatory refusal of pension to an unmarried partner, and the government's statement on remedying discrimination in the judicial and firefighters' pension schemes. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.